This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel via remote. The United States is calling on governments to focus on mental health services as people all over the world deal with the coronavirus pandemic. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says certain groups of people are particularly affected by mental stress during the pandemic.
Those most at risk are frontline health workers, older people, adolescents and young people, those with pre-existing mental health conditions, and those caught up in conflict and crisis. We must help them and stand by them.
The UN chief's message follows one from the World Health Organization, saying the virus that has so far infected more than 4.3 million people and killed more than 300,000 worldwide could stay embedded in communities even if a vaccine is found. In the United States, where the death toll is now over 84,000, U.S. President Donald Trump says it's time to start reopening the nation's schools, saying the country won't really be back in business until kids are back in the classroom. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
President Trump, in continuing his push for virus restrictions to be lifted, is calling on governors to take steps to reopen schools, blasting his own infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who cautioned that moving too quickly could backfire.
To me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools. The only thing that would be acceptable, as I said, is professors, teachers, etc., over a certain age. I think they ought to take it easy for another few weeks.
Trump acknowledges there is a risk in sending kids back to school, but suggests that risk is low.
These are young people. These are students, young students. They're in great shape.
In New York, three children have died and more than 80 have developed a mysterious inflammatory condition that affects blood vessels and organs, which could be linked to COVID-19. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of the country on Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo until the coronavirus is contained. Meanwhile, New Zealanders mingled with friends and hit the shopping malls for the first time in 7 weeks as a national lockdown ended and businesses faced a new normal, minimizing the constant threat of the coronavirus. A government whistleblower says America faces the darkest winter in modern history unless leaders act decisively to prevent a rebound of the coronavirus. Immunologist Dr. Rick Bright alleges he was ousted from a senior post at the Department of Health and Human Services after opposing widespread use of a malaria drug touted by President Trump for COVID-19. Bright will testify to a House committee on Thursday that the nation's window of opportunity is closing and stronger federal action is needed to oversee testing. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
The Justice Department's dropping of the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has been quickly followed by the release of the names of Obama administration figures given Flynn's name as a U.S. citizen having contact with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., before Trump was sworn into office. Trump now says Flynn was set up.
When I see what is happening to him, it's disgraceful. And it was all a ruse.
The practice is called unmasking, which is quite common. A government transparency report last month found that in the first 2 years of the Trump administration, there were more unmasking requests than in the final 2 years of the Obama administration. Tim McGuire,
The Taliban says it carried out a deadly attack Thursday on an Afghan army base after the government ordered forces to resume strikes against the militants. Afghan officials say a truck bomb targeted an army base in the eastern city of Gardez, killing 5 civilians and wounding 19, including 5 army personnel. It comes after a particularly violent week, which saw President Ashraf Ghani rescind the government's recent defensive stance aimed at promoting peace. Iran's foreign ministry is dismissing U.S. threats to trigger a return to all United Nations sanctions if the U.N. Security Council does not extend an arms embargo on Tehran. On Wednesday, the U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, publicly confirmed the strategy. For more news on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.